Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
We're the word association. We heard the implication. Dessert evaluation. We're the word association. We're the word association. We heard the implication. Dessert evaluation. We're the word association.
All right, boys. I'm just going to come out and say that I want to let you know that Trish and I we're going to get married. You're gonna have a stepmom.
Dad, come on.
She's going to be coming over in a moment, and we're going to have a celebratory dinner, all right?
What are you celebrating?
We're celebrating the fact that Trish and I are in love and are committing ourselves.
Dad, Trish is a bish.
Yeah, that's what we always say around the house. Trish is a bish.
Trish is a dish.
That's best served, not served at all.
Guys,
look, we've been dating for a long time, and I think it's just time. Your dad is...
Yeah, she was our fourth grade English teacher.
Yeah. Yes. It's so weird. And you met her at a PTA conference.
Yeah. Yes, I did. There was a little PDA going on at the PTA. Not
Dad,
that day, not
Dad.
That day, but later
Dad, she
on.
She drives a PT Cruiser, a purple PT Cruiser.
Yeah.
Her grandfather was PT Barnum.
I know that. I know, and her dad was a physical therapist. It doesn't...
Who had PTSD.
Right, yes, yeah. Well, you rub that many people.
She has a dog named Potato Time.
That's
a dumb name for a dog.
Guys, Trish is quirky.
She calls sex penis touch.
How do you... Yeah. All right.
She talked about an English class.
Okay, fair enough. All right, what she says in school is fair game, but...
She has pneumonia tuberculosis.
Dad. Her favorite snack is peanut triddle. What's peanut triddle? Makes you wonder.
It does. You're right.
And also, she's always late to class because she's on Pacific time.
Guys, you're pointing at...
We live in Indianapolis.
Her favorite children's book is Peter Tottentail.
What is that?
She loves Peter Tottentail. That's fair. Look, you're pointing out a lot of negatives. Can we maybe have a little exercise where we point out some of the positives of Trish?
Yeah.
She's a pleasant talker.
Yeah, I guess.
I would say... Right?
I guess. Okay.
She has perky tips. Like her tips on her hair are very
perky. Manicures?
Yeah.
Oh, on her hair. Yeah. Yes. I thought you meant her manicure, but yes. Yeah. Her tips are taken care of. Absolutely.
Oh, and speaking of plastic tits, of course, got a boob job.
I don't think we didn't notice. Okay. I want to let you know, I was not something that I was pushing for.
Her voice does have a phlegm tickle to it.
We're going
to
put that under the positive bucket, right?
Yeah.
Phlegm tickle is good?
Yeah. Dad, right. It's a positive.
Just the way it sounds, I guess.
Okay.
I guess every day for lunch, she would eat a probiotic tapioca. So I guess she cares about her health.
Gut health.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Loves gut health. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, non-activity, but yeah.
She's a big fan of when fish tour.
She loves Trey Anastasio. Yeah, you're right.
Which means she's rich. I've never met anyone who follows fish around who wasn't loaded.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's everything.
That's all you want to say? Okay, well, no, we got that out of our system. The shock is over.
Yeah, this has been a pleasant talk, Dad.
I'm glad
it's been pleasant. What are we having for dinner? Portillo's tacos?
No, we're not having Portillo's tacos.
Come on.
No, no.
Please, come on.
Pizza thin crust?
Yeah.
No. Pizza comma thin
crust?
Do we have
Popeye thighs?
No,
we're going to Popeye thighs. We love Popeye's makes the best
thighs. Come on, Popeye's thighs.
It's pasta trio night. We're going to have pasta trio.
Oh, that's when Corey,
that's when
Dad puts
three pastas in the same dish together.
It's mostaccioli, manicotta,
and
prosciutto.
And prosciutto.
Which isn't a pasta.
Pasta trio. Pasta trio. Mostaccioli, manicotti, and prosciutto is pasta trio.
Sing the song, Dad. Sing the song.
Mostaccioli, manicotti, prosciutto. Oh my goddy, it's a pasta trio and we have it our way.
Party time.
All right, well, go put on clean t-shirts so when Trish comes, you look presentable.
Plain tees?
I'm going to put on my plain tees, yes.
Hey there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City?
I was going to put on my polythermal.
Oh, smart. I'm going to put on my plaid trench coat.
I'm going to put on my pleated trunks.
Ooh, perfectly taut. So tight.
I'll wear my penis thong.
Mm. No, no, no.
Come on.
Okay.
Dad, come on, penis thong.
Come on, Dad.
All right, we'll just make sure something goes, as long as something's over it.
Okay, what could go over a penis thong? Maybe a, okay, porcelain toilet? Wear that. It's not Halloween, though.
It's not Halloween.
Okay, maybe a pussy tarp?
No.
You know those tarps they make to cover your genitals? Dad, come on.
All right, fair enough. You can put a pussy tarp over your penis thong.
Is this problematic time?
Yay!
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 Yay! Yay, it's after dinner, Dad. Let's listen to the Word Association with Adol Refai, Rob White, and Brett Lyons.
All right, that sounds good. I think it's Trish's favorite show.
Wow. A family brought together by the Word Association. Just another... That was a real audio clip sent in by a listener. You can always email us at twapod@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can send in audio clips of you and your family bonding over the podcast. We'd love to hear it.
We call them pod treats.
Oh, absolutely.
Is there a TV show that has the initials PT? Because I was the whole time I was trying to think of...
Yes,
let's
Rob,
finish...
Right?
What is it? Did I miss something?
Perfect Strangers.
Yeah, Fat Talbert.
Okay, good. So there was. Okay. Because I wanted to say, like, let's finish dinner because pretty soon something is on. It's
Family Ties.
Family Ties. Okay. Yeah.
Platoon.
Yes, the Platoon TV show that was a sitcom.
Oh, Pig Truther?
Pig Truther, of course.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Someone, sure. There's going to be one that we're missing.
There is 100%.
Fegis. Are you talking about Fegis and Taffy
Phineas and
T?
Turb? This is going to be like the Monty Hall problem. We're going to get 80 emails with people being like, you idiots.
It's this one.
You can't believe you missed this.
Family Ties.
Family Ties.
Planet Turf. Yeah.
There is one. If you do, honestly, if there is a TV show with the initials PT, please email
that
in.
And also, it has to be recent and it can't
be
one of your...
It could be like...
It can't
it
be one
like
of your...
My
like,
Three
oh,
Sons. I'll take that.
Oh,
I'll take that.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Oh, no, I was going to say Fawlty Towers, but that's an F. Don't send in, like, your fucking Welsh show. It's like, oh, yeah, we've got Penny Town Station.
Penny Treadful.
I do wish Fawlty Towers was spelled PH.
Yeah,
Fawlty Towers.
Yeah. Your Welsh shows don't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Or they don't count. I'm
Magnum
sorry.
T.I.
Sorry to offend our Welsh or other foreign listeners.
No,
but
they count. It just won't make us go, ah, because we just wouldn't know. But it's great that a PT show exists. Yeah. But if there is one, there's
Penny Thistle, Penny.
Ooh, Penny. You feel like that could be.
Peaky Tinders. Peaky Tinders. Hey, Tommy.
No, Rob, put your phone down. No looking
I'm not,
up.
No,
looking
I'm,
up, Rob.
I have an email. I'm prepping an email that I want to read. So I'm just getting that ready. This is not, I'm not cheating. I'm not going to look.
He's getting it. He picks up the letter. He peels it open. He looks inside. He's getting ready to read. He pulls it out. He looks with his eyes, reading back and forth, getting ready to read. He gets a little louder because the message is coming. Beep, beep, watch out for the traffic. He's reading the letter in traffic. The movie about drug trafficking starring... Catherine Zeta-Jones, Topher Grace, Benicio del Toro took place in a house that's only three blocks from my house.
Del Toro, third build. Wow, interesting.
Is Michael
that I will say that the house from Traffic is about 3 minutes away from my house.
Really? Was Michael Douglas in that movie too?
Is that where they met?
Or am I not remembering it?
They might have met. Maybe. He was the father. Yes. Okay. Yes, he was the father.
Well, I do have an email that I want to read. I
declare I have an email to read.
I think mail call is. We thank mail call for its time.
No,
thank
Rob.
You so much, mail call. No.
Yeah,
we'll see you next week. We'll see you next week.
I say when it's over.
Bye-bye, mail call.
See ya.
More banana.
Bye,
okay.
Bye.
Jesus Christ.
Dear God. More banana facts. This is from Takena, and it's all the banana nonsense was absolutely true, but also the Big Mike banana is what banana flavoring is based on, and that's why it doesn't taste like banana. One.
That doesn't help.
That does track, though. Banana flavoring is a little bit off. That's interesting that it really
but
tastes
it makes
like a Big
worse
Mike.
That the flavor, like, the this tastes like Big Mike.
Oh, you mean it just makes it worse, like the name Big Mike? Gotcha.
Yeah.
Then the second fact, the Cavendish banana are starting to be affected by the same disease as the Big Mike banana, so eventually we won't have those anymore either. Keep up the nonsense from Takena. Now, that is amazing. Wow. So we are
daylight
going to, and I think,
Takena,
I don't know if Big Banana listens to this show, but Big Banana, if you're out there, you guys have had two cracks at this. You've done Big Mike. fine.
Yeah.
Cavendish, honestly, worse than Big Mike. I think we can all agree there.
Worse
than Big Mike. Give us a chance. Give the Word Association a chance to name the next generation of banana.
Oh, that is truly the dream. That is our legacy.
Yes. It could very well be our legacy.
Yeah, we talked about previous episodes. We talked about where you would have like a plaque at, but maybe we were wrong the whole time, and maybe we just come up with the name of the
perfect
next banana.
Name for the, and I don't want to spitball now because it's just going to be spitballing.
Yeah.
But we will, Big Banana, I promise you, we will spend hours.
If you're listening, Chiquita, if you're listening, Dole. Oh,
yeah, absolutely. Fruit of the Loom might have a say in this.
Yeah, Big Mike, if you're listening.
Bob Dole just shot up in bed.
No.
What was his... Oh, God, what was the impression of him? Did he have like a...
Bob Dole.
That's it. It was Bob Dole. Doesn't like this. Bob Dole doesn't do that. That's what it was.
Was it Norm MacDonald who did him?
Yes.
Norm MacDonald.
I have that Real World sketch was great.
That's some pretty sad news. Mm-hmm. We missed two very obvious TV shows with PTs.
Oh, no, you looked them up?
Oh, you weren't supposed to look them up.
Well, spoil it. What were they?
Rob, here's what I'll say. I don't listen to Brett. Mm-hmm.
Family Ties?
They were. Mm-hmm. The children's show... Piggy's Tale, which of course we've all seen all the seasons
of. Okay.
And
never heard of that.
No, never seen.
The classic, guys, it was right there. The classic Canadian TV show, Poppetstown.
Poppetstown.
This is why I didn't want to hear from any of our foreign listeners, because I knew it wasn't going to be.
There's got to be.
Real stuff.
I mean, you've got, when was TV? 50s? 40s?
When was TV?
Started?
Hold
when
on, when
did TV start?
Rob,
like, okay, maybe, okay.
When was TV? What is banana? What's happening here? How could I see you guys and hear you guys at the same time?
Well, I guess I didn't finish my thought. Like, when was TV? Like, first, it was like 45, 50, somewhere around there. So that's like 70 years of programming. There's got to be a show that we've heard of that starts with, that is, has the initials PT. There's just got to be.
Looked it up, didn't see it. Rob, that was your Insane Clown Posse moment. You know how they go, fucking magnets, how do they work? You just said, when was TV?
when was TV?
And you're not going to live it down.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
All right.
Why was TV? How was TV?
Can you imagine?
Where is
can
TV?
You I can absolutely picture like a 1992 sitcom. It's after like Step by Step. Step by Step, Day by Day, that show.
Day by
and
Day.
It's,
fresh
and it's like a little kid who like, he has a single mom who's like a nurse and she's overworked and tired. And he's at like the worst age. And he's just constantly doing shit and breaking stuff. And his catchphrase is, when's TV? And she's like, go to bed, Roger, go to bed.
I mean, honestly, that is both of my children's catchphrase. They just want to watch TV. But yeah, no, that's all right. I'll leave it. Hey, I said it. I'll wear it.
Oh,
when's TV?
All right. You heard it. If we ever do a live show, Rob will be wearing a t-shirt that says, when is TV?
When's TV?
When's TV?
Absolutely.
When's TV?
And Adel, when is your first word going to happen?
My first word is going to happen in 3, 2, 1. My word is holiday. Or holiday.
Oh, it could be so nice.
Holiday road. I like it. It's not a saying that I like when people say I'm going on holiday, but I don't feel like an American can't pull that off.
No.
Do you agree?
Yes.
No.
No, we can't.
We can't pull it off. But it's a fun thing to say. To go on a holiday is a fun. It sounds more fun than vacation.
Yeah. Would you agree that when you were a child, if someone was like, "We're staying at a Holiday Inn," you were like, well, "Yeah, that's great." And now
absolutely.
It's like that'd be the last fucking place you'd ever stay.
Well, as a kid, any hotel was cool as hell.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but I felt like Holiday Inns were a little bit
something
more
special.
They were more fun. They were more fun.
There was no Howard Johnson, but yeah.
Hojo, please.
Yeah,
Howard Hojo.
Johnson. Yeah, Hojo.
So what do I feel very stupid, which I do every day? What do Brits call Christmas, Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, 4th of July, which they clearly
celebrate.
Oh, you mean
they don't say holidays?
Yeah, if they say like, and they...
There's a lot of those that you listed
they don't
that
celebrate.
They
That's,
don't
that
celebrate.
Was my joke. That's why I said they definitely celebrate 4th of July. So if Valentine's Day is coming up, do they say like, it's a holiday, or do they call it something else?
Mm.
I truly don't know.
They call it a vacation. Christmas vacation
sure
is just December 25th.
I'm sure it's a holiday. Mm. But I'm sure they take holidays because a holiday is a time where you don't work.
Yeah.
So I feel like most holidays you don't work on. Obviously Valentine's Day you do. But I'd say a lot of holidays you don't work on. So it's still a holiday.
It's funny that Madonna, who sings the song Holiday.
Sure.
She, born and raised in Detroit. She sings the song Holiday, which is If We Took a Holiday, which is the British way of saying vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Then she ended up going to Britain, married Guy Ritchie, came back a year later and had a deep British accent.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe her whole life she was kind of vying for, she wanted to be a part of the British culture.
Yeah. No, it's entirely possible.
Like every young Detroit girl.
It's true. It may be.
If you could take on an accent... Mm. What would it be?
As you know, we're not very good at them anyways.
Oh, I'm terrible, but I'm saying if you could just take them on, and let's say you're at least passable, if not, you sound pretty good with that accent. What accent would you...
And I got to ask, am I going to get in trouble?
Ooh, it's entirely dependent on what you choose, I guess.
Because mine is hands down Australian.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. I mean, it's... Yeah, I can't... Do I speak the language?
I don't think so.
Do you speak Australian?
Okay, then it's very small, the number of right answers we can
say.
Well,
no, I mean, because you could technically just have a French accent. If somebody starts speaking French, you'd be like, I'm so sorry, I don't speak French.
I understand that, but that still, it still falls in the Western European answer. That it can
I do love
be.
The idea of having the accent but not speaking the language. So anytime you go anywhere,
it'd be so confusing.
All you do is go, how you say,
Well, but there was that...
And your wife like really wants to go to France. You're like, oh, please, no. This is a terrible idea.
Merci,
don't
merci.
Make me go.
I sent you guys that story of that British woman who fell. She hit her head and she woke up. She spoke with a Chinese accent and she'd never been to China before.
Yeah, there are those like brain injuries. Yeah, that is like a very...
Yeah, I saw that Onion headline.
Yeah. No, it wasn't an onion. It was a real thing. It was psycho.
I think I know because I'm tempted to have like a European accent or a British accent because I think I would sound smart. But I honestly think it would be just very fun to have like a New York accent.
Oh, yes.
I think it would be like a genuine, you know, talking about you doing this. Hey, what are we doing today? Come on. What are we? What's the matter? What time is it? Come on. What are we doing?
It's Bobby W. over here.
I would probably just take that on.
I think I would like a Nordic accent, like
a dirty, dirty
Norway.
Okay.
No, not that type of, not.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know what that was. No, I feel like it'd be like it's very good. I can't do it. I can't even do it. I can't even do what I want.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah, it's very good. Sausage and...
You come over here to Oslo. Schnapps.
All right. That's your choice.
That's your choice.
Fine. Adam, what are you
that's my
going
choice.
I think Australian's my number one because I think I just love... There's such a musicality to the way they talk and
it's
so fun.
Absolutely.
It's so fucking fun. But I do think, Rob, it would be nice to do like Eastern Pennsylvania or something of like water.
Oh, like a Philadelphia?
Like some water.
Say like water? Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
That's fun.
Philly's a little bit hard. It's hard. Yeah. Yeah.
If anybody
like
listening,
Baltimore.
Oh, Baltimore is brutal. If you ever go see an improv show, and maybe some people will have, or maybe some people are improvisers, I feel like this is my personal bias. I feel like 75% of scenes, if you go watch, if you walk into any improv theater in the world, in the US, I'm sorry, in the US, and you walk into a theater and there's a scene already going on, 75% of the scenes are either going to be like, "Hey, Tommy, I did the thing you asked me to do." It'll be that New York. It'll be like a 70s Serpico accent, or it'll be, "Hey, Dad, I was taking a gun off the fireplace, and
big and grandma." Big time.
It's either 70s New York or like 50s Alabama.
Yeah. And there's a door number three here, Monty Hall. There's a door number three where, I know you have to say it two more times before it appears. there's the third option is like Midwestern dad or mom.
Ooh, give us that, Rob. Give us that.
I'm not good at it, but it's like, "Oh dear, what have you done today?" Now,
like Minnesota.
"Oh, what are we doing?" You know, like,
but
that.
But I'd say
kind
also
of,
there'd be some California, like, "Hey, bro, like, you don't get it,
bro." I don't
see
those.
Like, I see it, California out there.
Spicoli.
What's your favorite holiday? Speaking of holidays,
Halloween, hands down. Halloween.
Halloween.
Yeah, I would say from a decoration standpoint and like no responsibility. Besides one day, Halloween's probably the best.
Because
Christmas, there's just too much going on. There's like shit going on. Like, you know, you got to do something the day of, the day before. There's just too much going on. Halloween's short and fucking... Halloween's an entire month, and then you're out on the last day, and it's over. We don't talk about it again.
I'll tell you the worst holiday is growing up Muslim, Ramadan. You're telling me I can't eat or drink from sun up to sundown? Get fucked, Dad.
I think Christmas for me, because I think it's just great. I know there's a lot of stuff to do.
But I
think the buildup is great. The Christmas season is great. But even the day of, the celebrate, I mean, I really enjoy it. I think a second place is, and it's not because I'm like this crazy patriot or anything. I'm, you know, obviously like love our country. I don't hate our country or anything, but I
Aaron
like the 4th of July, not for the
patriot.
Fireworks.
Interesting.
Not because of the fireworks, not because of that, but it just is summer. You know what I mean? Yeah. You have a little bit of time off. You just, wherever you're doing, it's just summer. And that just like is a great, it's like the midpoint of summer. It's a time to reflect and go halfway over. Really need to enjoy this back half before we get into fall and all that other stuff. So I really like the 4th of July for that reason.
Okay.
It would be fun if I don't think we can do this alone. It would be fun to like energize a population to be like, this Arbor Day, we fucking ride.
Rock.
Like,
that would be.
Like to do something where it's like the news is like, in the 10 major cities across the U.S., people are coming out dressed as trees in their finest brown and green. Like, I think it would be so fun to just be like, one Arbor Day, we all just fucking rock.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah. I honestly feel like not that hard.
Yeah. Yes.
I feel like it's not that hard
not.
To
And then it could be a fun
happen.
Thing. Then it could become a bigger thing every year. And people are like, "Hey, this is, let's just really make this an event." And all of a sudden businesses are like, "You know what? Fuck it. We're closed on Arbor Day. Let's go for it." People are like, "Yeah." And it just becomes a huge thing.
That was a Howard Dean scream.
Obviously, we were all in Chicago for St. Patrick's Day, which is rough because bars open up at like 9 in the morning. But the problem with Chicago is Chicago celebrates St. Patrick's Day the Friday, Saturday before St. Patrick's Day,
and after,
the day of St. Patrick's Day, and then the weekend after.
Right.
That's probably my least favorite one because it's not, no one's celebrating the actual day.
All this because a guy got rid of snakes?
Yeah, well. And I didn't grow up Muslim, so we celebrated Ramalama Ding Dong.
Thought you would have said Ramadan Inn, back to your hotels.
back to the hotel. That's good.
No, that was word association was last episode.
All the rooms face Mecca? That can't be right.
That can't be right. Mecca like a high, make a high me ho?
Wow, I'm insulted, said no one.
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day is down. That, and I mean, New Year's is fine, but I just don't.
New Year's is the worst.
St. Patrick's Day is like that too. Yeah, I can't handle that. Cinco de Mayo.
Great day.
I think it's a good
day.
Yeah, that's a good
There's
one.
There's no pressure.
It's a good one.
There's
no
pressure. Yeah,
you can
the
have
no
fun.
Pressure holidays where it's just like, this is fun.
Yeah.
Like you could do this if you want to.
Yeah. Memorial and Labor, underrated. Memorial and Labor Day, underrated. You get the 3-day weekend at the beginning of the summer, 3-day weekend at the end.
Memorial's tough because it's sometimes. Like, Labor Day's usually always nice, but Memorial Day, it could be 90, it could mm-hmm. be like 30.
Yeah.
I think an unspoken holiday is Super Bowl Sunday, and least favorite one because it should be on a Saturday, in my humble opinion. There's no reason it should not be on Saturday.
It would be
amazing if it was
massive.
On Saturday.
If it was on, I mean, just more money, bars would be, I mean, people would really go.
It would be
as big as New Year's Eve. It would be bigger than New Year's Eve.
There is no reason you couldn't do it. Nothing is happening that week. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of in my life.
Okay, I think we have a plan, boys. We try and get the Super Bowl moved to Arbor Day. I think that's what we're saying.
We will have that crowd finish the season, and then you have 5 months off until when is Arbor Day?
Who knows? Nobody knows.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. That's the problem. Yeah. It's nobody knows.
Nobody can.
We got to change that.
Here, one of you said it would be easy to. I think Brett said it would be easy to do that, to make Arbor Day like a big day one day. Here's what I'll say. It's nigh impossible because if you think about internet culture, it's all about consume the thing and it's gone. Brett, do you remember when that one lady said, Angela Bassett did the thing? That was 40 years ago and also three days ago.
I don't remember what that is.
Exactly. And that swept the nation for a month. And now nobody can I can't remember the woman's name who said it. Although she's
I don't even know who you're talking. I don't know what you're talking about,
Brett,
who you're talking about,
in,
or what that is.
Put your ear to the tracks, my dude.
Of Angela Bassett saying something?
There is a woman who hosted some award show, and she had a big song to start the show off, and she was real sweaty, and she was singing, she was trying way too hard, and she got to a part, and she goes, Angela Bassett did the thing. And it was on t-shirts. It was memes. It was all anyone said. People were making voicemails that said, leave a message after the Angela Bassett did the thing.
Now
you can't even, you're like, did that happen?
No, no one's brains work for more than like a week now. That's why.
So we can't organize.
The Republican Party is so great for people because everyone's like, do you?
I don't want to say what we need to do is impossible, but it just got harder.
Uh-oh.
Because I did look up when Arbor Day is.
Oh, no.
Is it in August?
Arbor Day is celebrated on the last Friday in April, although some states observe it on dates that better coincide with the local area's planting times.
Oh.
For instance, Hawaii celebrates Arbor Day on the first Friday of November, and Alaskans celebrate it on the third Monday in May.
Okay.
And then there's a link to see, to find out where your state celebrates Arbor. So we cannot get all 50 states
on
the same page.
Wherever it starts first, that's where the party starts. And then we all pile in a van and we drive.
It's like the wave.
To the next
Arbor. Like the U.S. is doing
yes.
the wave. Rob,
yes.
here's another. This is actually very good news, and I'm surprised you didn't notice. What was the first state you said that celebrates?
Well, I read Hawaii.
Well,
Alaska,
it's either the first or the last. Well, I would say Hawaii is the last one.
Okay. But the first one he read was Hawaii. Hawaii, of course, grows pineapples. And pineapples are very similar to what fruit that's oblong and yellow?
Squash.
Banana?
Thank you, Minion. We have a Minion on the mic.
Banana?
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 We rebrand Arbor Day. We make it Banana Day. Who doesn't want to fucking celebrate Banana Day? We're talking daiquiris. We're talking banana splits.
Bread.
We're talking daylight comes and me want to go home.
We're talking,
but you don't want to go home. You want to keep partying.
Yes.
Did we talk splits yet? We got to talk splits.
Did we talk in pajamas downstairs? They're coming.
And every party has a tally man and he makes a tally about who's partying the best.
Yes, every party.
And you know what? Every grandma can be a bananagram. Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Grandma, stop making words.
We'll have yo nanas. We'll have yo nananas on site to make
yo nanas
banana
and bananagrams.
Yes.
Yeah.
And banana gramps. I like this a lot. And I think if anything, this is endearing us to Big Banana even more so we can get those naming rights, which we ultimately need to do.
Yes. Hammocks? We got them.
Yes.
We gotta have banana.
For sure.
I thought we called those penis thongs. Are banana hammocks penis thongs? Or is that
I don't know. We already have already built in conspiracy theories like why do bananas age faster at home than at the store?
Why do bananas age faster at home than at the store? we're gonna be celebrating Banana Day.
We dig up, what's her name? Gilda Radner.
Whoa.
And she comes
Rosanna,
out. And
Rosanna
yeah,
Banana.
Yeah, Rosanna Banana Danana.
Can't we just honor her?
I would prefer to honor I could vote. I would vote honor as
two
well.
Two to one, we honor her.
2-1, we got to honor her.
Oh, my God.
Let's go slow.
Kids
and if there's anybody else.
We can get Antonio Banana.
Bananaderas? Were you going Bananaderas?
Yeah. Okay. Antonio Bananaderas.
We're going to do National Car Day. And for the first National Car Day, please welcome Paul Walker's corpse. We dug it up to honor his legacy.
Henry Ford. I didn't say that. I was going to say Henry Ford. So many other options.
I feel okay using Paul Walker because I think he dated like a. Anyway.
Oh. Well, anyway. We will be gone for about 60 seconds on this ad break, and we come back with more Word Association.
That's Nicolas Cage.
Oh, Fast and Furious. My bad.
That was going to 60.
It was car.
Would have been amazing. No,
it would have been amazing.
Commercial break now.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Oh, looks like you slipped on a peel and you ended up back at the TWA Podcast Association.
Peel talk.
My word today is whisk.
All right. Okay. Whisk. So we're making some scrambled eggs.
Absolutely.
Do you use that, though? I use a fork.
You can use a whisk. I also would use a fork, but you can use a whisk.
Yeah, I feel like the whisk is more for a batter. I feel like it does it better.
Whisk will make a fluffy egg, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
You can also whisk someone off their feet.
You can.
Yeah, absolutely. You can do that.
When you guys
whiskers.
If there's whiskey.
Whiskers on mittens. How do you guys order your eggs? Or make
scrambled?
Scrambled.
Yeah. I don't fluctuate.
I will say this: if I'm eating breakfast, I love a scrambled egg, but I do really enjoy a. Over easy egg, like on a burger when it's running like that. But I wouldn't get scrambled. That'd be also insane. Be like, well, can I get scrambled eggs on my burger? But I don't like that on a plate by itself. I don't know why.
No, me neither.
Here's what I'll say. And this is, I'm so glad I have the two of you in my life. Because every time I order scrambled eggs at like a diner or something, I get someone will comment. The waiter will comment. There'll be some sort of comment or a look.
Really?
Because most,
really?
Yes. Because most people are like,
look, this fucking idiot.
Like over easy, sunny side up.
Yeah.
Or...
Basically, the scoff or the whatever it is someone basically saying, like, you're not doing it the right way. That's losing its flavor. To me. Yeah.
And you know what? You want to be like, hey, fuck you that I want it fully cooked.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right?
Exactly.
Sorry.
Just finish the job, chef.
Sorry, I don't want to drive home with salmonella.
I wouldn't eat a person that was. Kind of cooked.
Yeah, exactly. I say that. But I feel like it typically happens.
Scrambled eggs have gone downhill, though. Oh. They've gone downhill. I don't think restaurants know how to make them.
Rubbery.
Correctly.
Rubbery, yeah. Gross.
It's just the ones I've had recently, and I'll say I've had scrambled eggs 3 times in the last 3 weeks. We've gone out to breakfast. They're not fluffy. They're very dry. Yeah. The consistency is bad. Like sometimes you see those like TikToks where it's like when they make the scrambled egg like in Japan or like something like that.
Oh,
like,
the rice and they cut it. And it's
gorgeous.
That looks very cool.
It's like a snuggy. Cool. Oh,
yeah.
It's so good.
Okay.
It's
like
so
a warm
good.
Egg blanket.
I feel like there was a time where maybe they were putting more milk into scrambled eggs, and maybe they're not doing that anymore to get the fluffy consistency.
I don't put milk in my scrambled eggs.
I feel like, you know what the workaround for the breakfast issue, Adel, because I agree with you. It feels like a scrambled egg sometimes via kids order, although I don't know why it is, but I think you just got to get
pull out again. Oh, what was yours?
Omelet
would do it.
You know?
Yeah.
Because it's basically a scrambled egg with some stuff inside.
Yeah, but I don't want stuff inside.
I like omelets a lot, so I would do... You got to go light cheese on an omelet, though. I think people go a little crazy with cheese.
Oh, I don't like
omelet
cheese.
Scrambled
on
eggs,
eggs
and it's
all.
Sunday's best. It's
yeah.
Scrambled eggs going to grandma's funeral.
Scrambled eggs and it's Sunday's
going to grandma's
best.
Funeral. Here's
it's like scrambled eggs on its wedding day.
Oh, I don't want to eat this.
I don't like that at all.
Three of us we're on the road. Mm-hmm. It's 7 a.m. Rob's driving, of course. We pull up to a diner. I fucking love
diners. Why
is
Rob driving?
So much. Rob,
I don't know. Let me drive.
Rob once drove, I would say, 400 hours from New Orleans to Chicago. It was very impressive.
I don't mind driving.
400
Well, I did a lot. But anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brad.
So we go.
We're in the diner.
I'm Adel, actually. Yep. We should stop and go over this. So I'm Adel, and that's
Got it.
We stop at a diner, which I'm...
I scrambled your name.
See? And that's why they tisk. I love diners. We go to a diner. You're handed one of those like giant, it's like 4-page giant menus with like the metal tips. Like each corner has a metal tip. You're handed one of those. You peruse the menu. What are you ordering off that menu? For me, I'll go first because this is
I'm ready to go
big
too,
choice. Mm-hmm. Huevos rancheros. If they have huevos rancheros, that's what I'm getting. I want a little heat. I want some fun. Huevos rancheros every time.
I get the same thing pretty much any breakfast restaurant is I'm getting whatever their breakfast egg plate is. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting two eggs scrambled, usually comes with hash browns, with bacon. And then possibly I'll either get multigrain toast or if they let me sub out the toast for one single pancake, I'll do that.
I can't see too well. Rob, is that bread or is that a fucking termite in front of me? Termite, because you're boring.
Well, you're not going to love my answer then, because I would...
I'll have a protein shake, and I'll tell the waitress herself.
No. I'm definitely going to get coffee. Well, coffee has got to be coffee. Assumed.
Well,
coffee's
sure.
Assumed.
Yeah. Now, so, I only got to get cold brew. If they don't get cold brew, I'm drinking water.
Oh, hot coffee and keep it coming. But I would do one of two things. If I was feeling an omelet, I would do omelet, side of bacon. If I wasn't, I would do double scrambled eggs, bacon. Maybe a fruit cup, but that's it. No bread or pancakes or anything. So, I would just double up on the scrambled eggs and bacon.
Omelet.
Why wouldn't you put the bacon in the omelet?
I've done that, and then I've also gotten a side of bacon.
You sound like Nicolas Cage in Con Air. Why couldn't you put the bunny down?
But honestly, the omelets I like, I would get like peppers and onions.
Yeah, that's
and
exciting.
Light cheese.
Yeah.
That's like
and then,
lunch
like a Denver,
dinner
a Denver
food.
Omelet.
That's not breakfast.
Bacon.
That's not breakfast food. That's like lunch dinner food.
Sure. Well, a pancake's a fucking dessert. Right,
Brett,
if we're being honest.
Absolutely a dessert. It's sweet. It's cloyingly sweet.
It's a piece of cake. You're eating a piece of cake.
Brett,
it's not a piece of cake.
Brett, your order for breakfast, that's when back in like the, I think it was like the 1200s, when they first invented breakfast, that's what it was. there's been advances in technology.
No, they had a screaming chicken. They had a chicken that they sewed together and they would open it up so it would scream when you ate it. Podcast deep cut.
Oh, that is a deep cut.
I disagree. I like that. I feel like I don't like a heavy breakfast. Because some people eat big breakfast and then they're like fucking
ruined. Then
don't
eat lunch.
And big breakfast, big breakfast if you're listening, we know you're also involved with bananas. So
yeah,
Rob,
I also am record of not liking lunch. I'm not
banana
a lunch
boat.
Fan. But I still don't like a huge, because I like to finish breakfast. I'm like, hey, let's go do something. Let's go. And like some people are like, oh, I got to lay down. I'm like, no, that's not the purpose of breakfast.
If you don't have the potatoes, you don't have the bread, you don't have the pancakes, it's like eggs and bacon is not a very filling. I mean, it doesn't weigh you down. You're ready
to go. Yeah, but I like a hash brown's light. I don't think it's heavy.
And I will say this too in regard to breakfast and to our British listeners, if you could just plug your ears very quickly. What the hell is going on with that stuff?
That is a garbage breakfast.
Beans and a tomato? What are you fucking doing? What are you doing to me?
And a sausage? All like...
I'll party with a blood sausage, but yeah, that's the rest of
it. Like, it's like Oliver Twist. It's like slop on a plate. Ugh.
If you go and... you can unplug your ears. Actually, they'll never hear this, so I guess we just lost all of our British listeners.
I really should have said plug your ears for 30 seconds. That's on me. That's on me.
No, that was Nicolas Cage. Plug your ears for 30 seconds. Here's what I'll say. If you get the big English breakfast, I have a lisp. My mouth is watering that I have a lisp now.
And
if you get
big
English breakfast, fucking delicious.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, it kicks
really?
It. I think so. The bacon they have in England is 10 times better than the bacon we have here.
It's thick. It's thick.
It's so much better. Baked beans, at first you're like, whoa.
Are disgusting.
The sauce is creeping into my, and then you eat it and you're like, this is fucking delicious. The tomato, I could take or leave. But everything else about the British breakfast, fucking delicious. Kicks the shit out of your basic ass. Brett, but will you basically order?
Absolutely not. I'm sorry. If I sat down to dinner. Hobo breakfast. Oh, let me get a can of beans out for breakfast.
He's having a stroke.
That's the most fucking grossest
thing. He thinks he's still talking. He thinks he's still doing the podcast, but he's dead.
It sounded like a cat went under his shirt and he was trying to get it out.
Well, yeah, exactly. Because I can't know I got beans up in there.
Okay, I know everybody, our British listeners still can't hear this because they're if I ever am there, I will
they can't hear
genuinely
the
try
time
it,
difference.
And I won't be biased. I will genuinely try. I'll give it a shot.
And
please try it. Don't be biased.
And I didn't want to say anything because it's kind of funny. Mm-hmm. Rob, no British listener plug their ears because that's not what they say. They say flog their mogs.
Oh, that flog means their mogs.
I believe
no.
Actually they say take a holiday from listening.
Oh, that's it.
Very quickly.
You can do me a favor. Take a holiday from listening for a second.
Brett, what you order is basically if I sat down to dinner and I go, 2 ounces of protein, please. And they go, how do you? And I just go, protein in liquid form. And then I was like, and a side of fiber.
No, that breakfast order is the equivalent of spaghetti sauce on the side.
Or cereal with milk on the side,
please.
There's nothing
wrong with it. It's an American breakfast. It's a slam.
No,
that's
yeah,
what an American
yeah.
breakfast
Could
slam
cereal
is.
Cereal with milk on the side? You see, I'm a sociopath, ma'am. I'll kill and I'll kill again. I've killed before and I'll kill again, ma'am.
I do like a cinnamon roll.
Yeah, who doesn't like a fucking cinnamon roll?
But I'm not really going to get it for breakfast. I mean, maybe.
That's like we're talking about baked potatoes, and you're like, well, I did. And you're like, well, I like blowjobs. Yeah, no fucking duh, Brett.
It's the day. It's the meal that starts the day. And I don't gamble. I'm not going to be like, oh, I'll try this for the first time. That's a day ruiner. I go, would get you there and get
you
going.
You gamble all the time. At your bachelor party, you told me to shut the fuck up.
Well, that's true.
Because you were up $3,500, and I said, Brett, you should walk away. And you go, shut the fuck up. In front of the ball heard it. The little ball bearing heard it.
It was my day. It was okay for that. And we didn't have breakfast. Honestly, I don't think we ate breakfast once on that trip, and it was a shame.
Because we all
slept
over.
I'm not going to explore. I want something that gets you going, which is enjoyable to you.
That's fair.
Breakfast tacos, delicious. You ever go to Austin, you get tacos with breakfast tacos with Migos in it? Oh.
The three Migos?
Well,
Casamigos.
No Chevy Chase. Migos is, I believe, Migas? Maybe it's Migas.
Offset? I think it's Offset.
Offset?
Quavo. And
it's,
Quavo. Actually, the other guy passed, unfortunately.
Migas is like softened tortilla strips. Rob, we went. Oh. Were you at Austin with Revolver?
Mm-mm. No.
Now, here's the thing. I would love a breakfast taco if it was just eggs and bacon and then maybe a little hot sauce.
I think you can get that.
Okay, hot sauce. Now I'm on board.
But not Tabasco sauce, because that's gross.
Yeah, that's...
Can't be a vinegar-forward hot sauce. Peppery.
Well, speaking of hot sauce, Mr. Sriracha White. What's
Mr. Hot Sauce himself? yeah.
Rob White Reaper?
Should be a pepper.
All right. The White Reaper. I do, and I'm going to go... Well, I do have a word, and it is going to be a listener email that I'm going to get to in a second. I just want to, really quickly with Whisk, is it interesting at all that it's a noun and a verb? Or not? I don't know.
That is interesting. Yeah, because usually, yeah.
It is. Yeah, it's a noun and a verb. I was just thinking about that while we were... But...
So is your name.
White?
Rob.
Oh, yes. That makes way more sense.
White!
That sucks, Rob, because you've had that name for a long time.
Yeah, it just hit you.
Almost forever.
I'm just
white,
trying to think.
White?
I was trying to make white a verb just
White's
now, and I can't even.
Verb?
I know. He white so fast.
He's
right.
Got no poop in his butt. He wipes so fast.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Hey, wait a minute.
Guys,
what are you
why?
Doing?
Sorry.
Jedi.
Subject. Discount clothing, TWA pod, love the show. Just wanted to weigh in on the dispute about clothing being manufactured specifically for discount retailers.
I'm listening.
I've worked at the corporate level in the apparel and footwear industry for well over a decade for multiple companies. I think we can all say expert. We're getting an email from an expert.
Also can't hold a job, multiple companies over 10 years. Interesting.
Or just in high demand, you know? Brett is absolutely right. Ugh.
Let's go. You didn't proofread it, bitch.
I didn't. Brands that sell their products wholesale to different retailers on a larger scale, say Adidas or Adidas, as some people say.
All day I dream about sex.
will assign said retailers into different tiers. Every brand does this differently. Items meant for lesser retailers like TJ Maxx are less expensive to manufacture due to lower quality starting materials and simpler design, and they'll ship directly to TJ Maxx with the brand never having had intention of them going to a higher tiered retailer. This is how they create scale over all sales volume, while still protecting brand integrity, keeping their higher end shit in more highly regarded stores. That being said, the lowest tiered retailers buy that less expensive merchandise in such huge quantities that if you see a markdown on a price tag, i.e. was 16, now 7, it's not always bullshit. They need to liquidate their merch too because they buy carry too much. Also, all that being said, that doesn't mean everything you see in there was made specifically for that store. You're both right. Tons of the merchandise was liquidated to a TJ Maxx from a higher end retailer. That's the stuff we're looking for as consumers. Sorry for being long-winded. It's an interesting world. Suggestion, word, discount. And then he says, do more scenes, I beg of you. Cold open to Lenyap Masquerade Anachronism had me fucking dying. Cheers, Will.
Thank you, Will.
Very much, Will.
Will.
For the compliment and all the, that was a ton of it. That was great.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. Can I just say, see how I'm talking to you, Will? And remember 2 minutes ago when Rob started reading the email and Brett said, can't hold down a job. So I just want to, hey, man.
Point out, this is what happens. You prop him up.
Will, I just want to let you know. Thank you so much. It means the world to Rob and I. Rob and I appreciate you so much. We'd love another email.
Mm-hmm.
Recognize how Brett treats you. You deserve better, Will.
Oh, I appreciate it because the first one was a joke. The second one where he declared me my victory correct.
Leave him, girl.
Is right. I was not wrong on that, what I had said.
So discount makes me think of this count is on fire. My Dracula musical. Oh, discount?
I think of the discount tire where the lady throws the old tire through the glass window.
Oh, that's so funny, Adam, because I was going to say discount makes me think of dat count.
No.
Discount, dat count, we're all count. Count, count.
One, two,
one,
how many
two.
Count? No, I mean, discount, yeah. I mean, yeah, sale, discount, tire, that commercial, absolutely. Sales, you know, those stores that, you know, I think they have them in like tourist destinations. It's always like discount, everything must go, store closing. And you go to that place the next year, that store is still open,
it's
that sign
still
is still
there.
It's all just a grift.
Tactic, yeah.
Tactic, yeah. But
grift is a good word.
Yeah.
Grift is a good word.
I picture a guy rolling up his sleeves and like shuffling cards.
I did see, I had to go to Lowe's the other day for something, and like next door to Lowe's, which I hadn't noticed before, it was a place called like Discount Mike's, and it is a place that is just bins, and I don't know if it's...
And this is like old bananas?
yeah. And so, no, I'm not sure if it's like returned Amazon stuff or just like shitty like Marshalls type like phone charger shit, but there's just a ton of bins, and you go in with like a bag and like... You can just, you know, fill the stuff with, you know, in there. And it's supposed to be like insanely cheap. But I don't think it's any real stuff. To my point, I think it's all like shitty stuff to begin with. But it looks like you're getting a deal.
I do like that as a name for a store rather than like Dollar Store or Dollar Tree. Just Discount Mike's.
Discount Mike's.
That'd be a fun sponsor, a T-ball team or a baseball team. Everybody's wearing Discount Mike shirts.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
All the runs matter.
It would be great if
they come from TJ Maxx, so the quality is not as good.
They're all shorter kids, and they're half off.
Yeah.
Also, just go back to Dracula because it's so fun. This count needs that blood. I think that's funny. I remember Walmart commercials, and they would always have "Watch out for falling prices," which I thought was
such a good sort of
tagline. Yeah, watch out for falling prices. Really fun. Yeah.
So that woman got crushed by 99 cents.
Went through right through her brain.
Yeah, no, the Walmart one. Yeah, Walmart, it was brilliant advertising.
It was always that smiley face, right?
Yeah.
That would knock
would, like,
the prices
shoot,
down.
Yeah, it would go by.
I don't think he shot.
I don't think
he had a gun.
Yeah,
I don't think he shot the
had
prices
a cowboy
down.
Hat at some point. What was...
maybe that's why I thought it was that.
So I don't know if they're around anymore, but Kmart used to be a thing, and they would always have a thing.
Sure.
It would be a joke. Every stand-up, every... In Living Color, all these any comedian would make fun of the blue light special.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Blue light special.
I don't know if I ever saw it.
Oh, yeah. Now, Kmart's gone. Venture's gone.
Was it an actual
gone.
Blue light?
I never saw a blue light special.
Okay.
I believe it was. I believe there was actually a blue light.
Interesting.
I never saw it. Also, that would be a really great name for an improv team.
Blue light special?
Blue light special?
Sounds dangerous.
Or a band.
Or Blue Lives Matter?
Well, I think Blue Light Specials has a little bit better of a ring to it.
Either way, whatever.
But it is funny because that's like in-store, rush to that aisle, get that sale because it's like for a limited time.
Now they call it a doorbuster.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do people still...
Which is also ironic. People do bust doors to...
Well, Rob, did you ever think that busting makes them feel good? Door busters.
That's another good one. You roll over on the massage parlor and go, I got a real door buster here.
It was the last episode, Brett. Do people still line up for like Black Friday? And
they do, but not as much. A lot of retailers are actually closed now, mm-hmm. and they don't let you. Like actually, some places open like Thanksgiving night. No, places are closed on Thanksgiving, but it's all online now, or it's like the entire week.
Yeah, it's insane to me that
Black Friday deals all day.
When we were children into our teenage years, it's insane. That was a thing of like people being trampled and the businesses are like, what can we do? And it's like, hand out tickets, have
quite
order.
Quite a bit.
Have all the TVs up front.
Yeah.
And the first 20 people in line get a ticket and they turn in their ticket for the fucking TV. What are we doing?
It's got to the people have to be so miserable waiting in line. The people who work in the store have to be so miserable knowing those doors are going to open.
And
it's
in danger.
It's just massive misery.
My cousin used
to leave
Thanksgiving early.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, I'm going to go get in line. And I'm like, for what? Because also, too, it's not like you were getting to our previous point in our email. It's not like you were getting like a Sony TV for $99. You're getting
Sometimes you were getting a Tony TV.
Yeah, you're getting like a Helsinki or
Wait,
something.
Pony
like
TV,
that.
PT. That's Trish has that.
Yeah, Pony TV. Hell yeah, dude. Pony time. Pony time. It's never good. It was never good.
Yeah.
No.
Agreed. Furbies. What were the hot ticket items? Furbies, Cabbage Patch Kids.
Cabbage Patch Kids for sure.
Tickle Me Elmo.
Did Tickle Me Elmo was huge. Were Pound Puppies? Pound Puppies are pretty big. Did they ever reach that level? Then of course you had every PlayStation, Nintendo, like Game Boys, Nintendo,
the
like
Switch,
any
the Wii.
Tamagotchi.
Yeah.
I did wait in line overnight for the Wii. It was for the Wii.
Now, Adam, have you waited? I've never waited in line for anything.
No. And I sold one for more money.
I've waited in line for food, but not for like a restaurant, but not for.
Yeah, but it wasn't like overnight to be the first to get or to make sure. Yeah. That's what
now,
I'm
Brett,
I've waited in line for food for a restaurant, sure.
Brett, ever since I've known you.
Yeah.
It feels like deeply embedded in your DNA is you're someone who has to have the thing right away. The new thing has to be in your hands right away.
That has trickled off. A lot now that I've gotten older, but yes, early on, very much so. iPhone, video. Although I really wasn't into video games, so I didn't really care for like Xbox or PlayStation.
I did like
the Wii, and I bought that and sold my other one for more money that same day. But yeah, iPhones for sure.
Brett, do you remember when you worked at the Fuel House?
Oh yeah, I worked at the Fuel House. Yeah, I remember
that. That was like a new technology that I needed, and so I went to the Nike Fuel House. That was. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with this at all, Adler? Do you remember this?
What years was this?
Oof, I don't know.
2015.
This was pre-Fitbit. This was pre all of that stuff. This was like
the first wearable. It was the first wearable.
It was a Nike Fuel Band.
It was all black.
Yes, yes, it was yes, like yes.
me and Susie Gutowski and Bill Stern. Bill Stern. We all got it from an acting audition. Like it was weird. Like we didn't get it like from. I think we might have gotten it through. I don't remember how we got it. Exactly,
you didn't get the part, but since you auditioned, here's a $150 device. We're ruined.
No. It was a job at the Fuel House.
Dude,
he's talking about.
The best part was is we got paid money. We all got new all like our pick of the litter like Nike shoes, merch, and we got this fuel band, which I think is still one of the best ones.
It was cool. I mean, it was, yeah, it didn't measure like anything other than you burned fuel, and fuel was like
this
steps. Nike.
I mean, it was basically a pedometer.
It was like Nike's like computation of your movement.
Gotcha.
So whenever anybody, when pedometers came out, and when all those other things came out, people were like, how many steps? It's like, I don't know. I just burned this much fuel, and it never translated. And I think it just,
but you had to fill up your dots. You had like 15
and it
dots.
Would vibrate when you hit it.
Like it was a game. It felt it like did. A game.
There's 15 peanuts to a trunkle, and every trunkle gets two quacks. And if you catch a quack, you get a cold.
Yeah, it was basically that.
And then you're physically fit. And they had those shoes, Brett, that there was like something inside the shoes that measured something. They were like basketball shoes. I remember those were in the fuel. Because the fuel house was like a pop-up along the lake in Chicago, like this pop-up store where you could go get. And I went one day and bought the fuel band.
They also built a outdoor wood basketball court.
Yeah.
Really?
And didn't think, hey, wonder what happens if it rains or it's super hot. And they built it and it was so warped all the time. Like no one could actually play it.
Like a fuel.
Then they turn into Vans. Warp Tour. Brett, two things.
Sick.
Very quickly, I once did a gig for Apple, and it was like, it was pretty short. Maybe it was like 25 minutes or something. And I was like, oh, Apple was blah, blah, blah. And so we went down there and did it. And then when we were done, they're like, thank you for doing that. Welp, time to pick out your thing. And I was like, what the fuck? And they let us like pick out. I got like an iPad Pro and whatever else. It was the coolest thing.
To get
like free Apple stuff was the best feeling I've ever had in
Absolutely.
My life. And that includes
that's awesome.
It, better than my wedding day. Better than the day I was born. And then the second thing is I want to confront you. And I don't know if I remember this correctly, Rob. I think you were there.
Oh,
because this is over a period of time. I want to confront you on behalf of friend of the show, John Patrick Cohen. Heretofore called the JPC. You came to World News one time in like maroon Nikes that were like kind of funky and cool. And
yeah, the duck boot, I think it was.
Whatever it was. It was like maroon. It looked really cool.
Yeah.
And JPC clocked them immediately. And he goes, oh, what are those? And you were like, oh, they just came out like today, got them. They're so comfortable. Da 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 da. You know, they're amazing. And JBC's like, oh, I might get some of those. And you're like, oh, you should. They're so comfortable. Da, 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 da. 2 weeks later, we come back to World News. JPC walks into the green room wearing those maroon duck boots. He bought his own pair.
Sure.
Brett has a different pair of shoes. Brett takes one look at JPC's shoes and goes, you got those? And JPC goes, yeah. And he goes, I returned mine. They suck. Am I remembering this correctly?
You are.
Yes, you are. You
yes,
are.
You
Correct.
Are.
You are.
What? Then my follow-up is, what's wrong with you?
I just, I didn't enjoy them. I didn't want the right feel.
You talked JPC into spending $150.
I can talk. I can tell you right now, you know me, I can talk a lot of people into a lot of things.
I can Very make a true. Chicken buy eggs.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's his fault, you know? You Man. Ride with the bull, you get the horn sometime, you know?
I was thinking
sometime.
Of that story, and I was like, Adel, surely you're blowing it out of proportion. You're filling in gaps. I was like, but it feels like that's what happened.
Yeah. Fun fact, no, I do right. have those again. I did get them again later on.
Okay.
A different, I think I got the wrong size, or that first model wasn't what I wanted. But I did get them again, and they're a very comfortable and waterproof boot.
And what are they called again?
They're called like the Air Force One duck boots.
Woo-hoo. I just wanted you to say.
I would get the Duck Duck Go boots. I have a quick question.
You can run in a circle so fast.
I have a question. Is there like, if you get this word in an email subject line, what is going to prompt you to, because you get so many emails, I'm sure, as I do, from stores trying to get you to buy something.
Oh, yeah.
Is there like a word in that subject line where you're like, I need to jump on, like, I am going to buy something from this store. Like, for me, it's, if I see like final clearance, I'm going to click because I feel like that's when I'm going to get is there a word that you guys see? Because you so easily delete those emails, right? Because you get so many. Like, is there a word that sticks out where you go, let me check this email?
I think it just says like, do you want the respect of your family?
Mm. Oh.
And then I'll click on it.
And Brett, one day that email will come. I'll say, just because you can't, typically when you're looking on your phone, it just previews it. Like you can't see the whole.
Right.
But if something says like, just in or new arrival and it's a store mm-hmm. that I'm signed up for mm-hmm. emails, typically I'll be like, well, I got to see what this is. Or if it has BOGO in the title, which of course is universally buy one, get one.
Sure.
I don't think I'll open any emails about deals, but the companies I do like send me text messages with a link and I will click that. Like 47 brand, like other hats and stuff like that. Like if they send me like new style, I'll click that link to see what it is.
Interesting. So you guys are more what's new. Let me see what's just hit.
What's new or like crazy deal? Because buy one, get one. Buy one, get one's a pretty good deal.
That's a good deal.
Or if it's like, you know, like, if it's like 40% off summer styles or whatever. If I get a text though, I'm not going to open up an email.
Okay.
Kohl's Cash also.
What's
that'll bring me back.
I don't know if I know for certain what this is, and I feel comfortable being vulnerable in front of you too. What is a flash sale? Is it just a sale that happens real fast? Because that's what I've always thought it was, but now I'm not sure.
I think it is, but I feel like they've made the flash sale go too long.
You walk in, you take your clothes, you like bring a trench coat,
I
you
get
open
beads.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. You put it down, you open your trench coat, and they look at your penis and they go, 30% off.
And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm already circumcised.
No, it's not. It's not. It's just whoever's working that day. It's how they feel about your penis. It's not about size, length. It's just how they feel, how they see it.
It's just that one superhero movie is cheap that day.
The flash sale. I always was like, oh, it's just like a quick sale. But then I get emails like every day for 2 weeks where it's like flash sale, flash sale, flash sale.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
well, it gets overused.
I'm like, am I confused by what a flash sale is? Because it's a 2 week long sale.
I think there was a store higher up the canyon that had a sale, and the sale's just coming faster down the canyon towards the other.
And sales. Brett, do you think the phrase higher up the canyon is like a phrase we all use?
I mean, flash floods happen all the time.
Okay, we'll allow it. We'll allow it. Good save, sir.
Thank you.
Higher up the canyon, I thought you were going to do like a grand sale or something.
Yeah, it's like higher up the canyon.
My
favorite Fleetwood Mac album.
It is. It is. And I'm so glad that your ears took a holiday for listening and not from listening. And listen to this week's episode of the Word Association. Sometimes, you know, it's whiskey business. Listen to this episode, you know, it's, you don't know what you're going to do for sure, but, you know, the good thing is, you know, we give you the full, almost a full hour, 50 minutes to an hour podcast. Okay. We don't discount anything. We give you the full deal, the whole deal, nothing but the deal. So help me God, Nancy, I'm coming soon. So anyways, folks, appreciate it. If you have, things you'd like to tell us, you can always send us an email at twapod@gmail.com. And other than that...
I'm so sorry. I didn't want to interrupt. I didn't know if you're on a phone call. What can I get you two boys for breakfast?
Yeah, let's see here. Can I do... do you guys do, like, eggs? Do you have eggs?
Oh, we have eggs. Yeah, how do you want them?
Great. Can I do... I get scrambled eggs. How many eggs come in an order?
Dumb piece of shit. Scrambled eggs.
How many eggs come in an order?
How many do you want, you dumb piece of shit?
I'll do four.
Fucking idiot. Four eggs.
Side of bacon.
Ruin them all.
And a
this
coffee,
is a bit. This is a bit embarrassing, but my name is Arnold, and this is just a bit embarrassing. Do you have any eggs? Benedict?
Oh, are you?
I don't want to say.
Are you Benedict Arnold, the traitor to America that we named a fucking busted egg after because we wish that egg was your fucking head?
And sorry, may I order as well? Do you have?
Could I have some?
My name's John.
Hey, one
my name's
time.
John. And
okay,
I'm,
John.
My name's John. I'll be leaving on a jet plane in a second. But do you have this is embarrassing. Do you have like a Denver omelet?
Have I seen you with the Muppets before? You look so familiar.
I don't.
Huh.
Oh, God.
My name is... my name's Jack.
And I'll take your order, but real quick for everyone in line to talk to me, I'm going table to table, so don't line up. Don't line up and do your thing at me.
Oh, sorry,
I'm coming.
Sorry.
I hate those guys in the balcony. What can I help you with?
Yeah, You married
Did you think
my
of
dad?
One or what?
No, you married my dad and then you left?
Oh, yeah.
You left in the middle of the night?
I left in the middle of the night because, well.
Yeah, you said picnic time and then you just left.
Please. Time out. Okay? I'm at work. You can't come to me like this. You two boys would not leave me alone ever since I had you in grade school. Okay? And it's pleasure tropical for me now. I live in Hawaii. And it's banana day. Here's a free banana. Peel, Tommy.
Oh, thank you. Palm tree.
Huh?
Palm tree. That's one I forgot earlier.
The Word Association is Brett Lyons, Adil Rafai, and Rob White. The Word Association theme song was written and performed by Arnie Parrott. Editing was done by me, Julia W.D. Harrison. If you'd like to send a word or two along, please email the show at twapod@gmail.com.
She goes, Angela Bassett did the thing.
Viola Davis, my woman king.